patient's last name is R-A-G-H-A-V-A-N. First name is P-A-R-I-M-A-L-A. Date of visit is September 25, 2026. Next part of our date of birth is March 24, 1949. Next paragraph, complaint. Next referring physician is Dr. M-A-H-A-J-A-N. Next referred by chief complaint, memory loss. Next paragraph, history present unit. Patient is a 76-year-old female, comma, presenting today with the doctor, comma, chief complaint, memory loss. The first step, a patient daughter tells me that she was in the hospital since January 22nd. I'm sorry, first step, a patient had severe diarrhea since January 2nd, 2026. The first step, a patient's daughter found a pattern that the diarrhea is due to the rivastigmine patch. First step, she tells me that when she goes on the patch, comma, she has diarrhea. First step, she was in the emergency room and then subsequently was admitted to the hospital at Valley Care Medical Center. First up, it was decided that the neurologist in the hospital decided to discontinue the rivastigmine patch. She's still very weak due to her diarrhea. First up, she was also found to have a urinary tract infection. First up, next we have neurological examination, the mental status examination. Patient is awake and alert. First up, a patient has a poor memory. First up, a patient is disoriented to the year. First up, a patient is disoriented to the month. First up, a patient also know the daughter's name. First up, she knows her own name. First up, she does not know her date of birth. First up, she does not know the daughter's name. First up, she thought that was her other daughter's name. First up, patient cranial nerve examination. There's no decrease in eye blinking speed. First up, there's no decrease in eye blinking frequency. First up, there's no monotonous voice. First up, patient's voice volume is appropriate. First up, there's no mask face. First up, of extracellular motor intake. Next, by motor examination, patient's diffuse motor weakness in all limbs. First up, next, we have a sensory examination, patient's decreased sensation to light touch. First up, next, for a gait, the patient's wheelchair bound. Next, we have a nerve conduction study was performed today. First up, it shows severe sensory peripheral neuropathy in both legs, a time unlikely due to diabetes. Next, we have impression. Impression number one, a dementia. First up, a patient likely have a Lewy body dementia. She has a dementia with Parkinsonism symptoms. First up, next paragraph, I don't think she has Parkinson's disease. First up, a patient has no pinballing tremors. First up, there's no cogwheel rigidity. First up, there's no decrease in eye blinking frequency. First up, there's no there's no mask face. First up, next to paragraph, a patient's currently fairly deconditioned from the diarrhea. First up, a patient's diffuse arms and legs weakness. First up, according to the daughter, comma, in December, comma, when she was in New Jersey, comma, she was still walking. First up, she's not able to walk right now. First up, this recommendation. Patient's currently in a skilled nursing facility. First up, our recommendation continue the physical therapy and gait training. First up, hopefully she can regain some of her walking abilities. First up, but I think she's very deconditioned due to her severe diarrhea that she had in January. First up, next paragraph, a recommendation to continue to take a carbidopa, levodopa, 25/100 milligram pills, comma, half a pill three times a day. Next summer, continue the Seroquel, 25 milligrams, one pill twice a day. Next summer, continue, I will start the patient on memantine, 10 milligrams once a day for memory loss. Next summer, discontinue the rivastigmine, the rivastigmine is causing her to have significant diarrhea. Next up, a patient's daughter have a lot of questions about her placement issues. First up, I explained to her that she needs to talk to the nursing facility, a physician to come at these, to decide her level of activity day living and also determine her placement after a skilled nursing facility. First up, I explained to the patient's daughter that she needs to talk to the facility physician, come at to decide her placement. I explained to her if she's not able to take care of her mother, comma, recommend her to that she may need to go to a nursing home if she's not able to take care of her mother. First up, the doctor says she has difficulty taking care of mother. First up, she says she's already not working just to take care of mother. First up, explain to her if she's not able to take care of her mother, comma, she should find a place for her mother. to find somebody that can take care of her for stuff. Next paragraph, this marks the end of the patient.